Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we're going to deliver some wheat news, talk about today's Kansas Walk Poker Run on Main Street, and invite community members to our upcoming Farmers Market, McPherson County Wheat Plot Tour, and the Farm Safety Day Camp coming in June. But first, for today's Did You Know? That we here again in McPherson County will be hosting a series of Zoom presentations for landowners with small acreage. April's topic will be covering poultry and will cover items and information on breed selection, coop size, fencing, feeding, and avian influenza. Later in April, our series will continue with improving pasture or grass area and end with all about farm ponds. We are going to make this a noon presentation, and this starts April 13th and runs each week. We will also be recording each of the series programs for everyone to watch on their own leisure. Please be on the lookout for the Zoom link, and always, if you have questions, contact the Extension office, as we'll be putting together the flyer with all the details about landowners with small acreage. In my farming news, yellow wheat can be a sign of sulfur deficiency. One of the factors that might be contributing to yellow wheat this time of year is sulfur deficiency. Oftentimes, we tend to confuse sulfur deficiency with nitrogen deficiency because of the similar characteristics. But there are key differences between nitrogen and sulfur problems. Nitrogen deficiency tends to be indicated by the yellow leaves in the lower part of the canopy. In the case of sulfur deficiency, that tends to happen in the upper leaves. Wheat producers can apply sulfur now to recover this year's crop yield potential. However, sulfur needs to be immediately available or in the sulfate form. In my Extension news, our McPherson County Extension office will be hosting a poker walk event to kick off Walk Kansas at the Downtown Plaza. This come and go event is open to everyone. Join us today from 11:30 to 1:30, here Friday, April the 8th. Come visit our booth at the Plaza in downtown McPherson, and we will get you started walking and collecting cards. The best poker hand will win the grand prize. This event is free and open to the public, so come join us during your lunch hour today and support Walk Kansas. And in my gardening news, don't forget to mark down and plan to come to our fourth spring meeting for Master Gardeners and Friends, which will be Thursday, 28th, and it'll be on landscaping, improvements in your yard, curb, under trees, hot dry spots, and low spots, challenging places as well as new fresh ideas for your lawn and landscape. Plan now to learn something new in the form of gardening this year at the April 28th Master Gardener and Friends program. We are now accepting vendors for the Farmers Market. Vendors can stop by or call the Extension office to get all the details pertaining to this year's market that runs every Saturday from middle of May till the end of October. At our McPherson County Farmers Market, we can sell anything Kansas-made, from homemade to homegrown items. And I just want to mention to please add to your schedule the McPherson County Wheat Plot Tour coming during the third week in May. Details will be coming on the exact date. And don't forget to plan now for our Farm Safety Day Camp, which will be June 7th this year. Youngsters will have a fun day packed with safety tips from the McPherson County Fire, EMS, and Police, along with farm safety stations set up throughout the day. Applications will be available to sign your students up for the 2022 Farm Safety Day Camp, June 7th. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.